Blog Talk Radio.
Africa, remotely from Africa, home sir, the beautiful African. Good day, good evening, Nimela, Tobela, Mulweni, Ashe, Hotep, Sava, Assalamu Alaikum. In Africa, we experienced technical glitches in the past Sunday program. Phone signals cut out segments of the program. To the wicked signal blockers and gatekeepers, because I've dealt with you in the past, I say this. This is technology. Very soon I will catch up your footprints. My Africa, you come first. Yes, land is supreme, as we say, the land is supreme, but you are superlative. Without you, Africa, without your thinking, your brain, your inventions, you work in the land. Africa, land by itself cannot feed you. It cannot develop its minerals, its natural resources to benefit you, the nation, and the nation's economy. And again, my Africa, we say that your individual vote is your security, my Africa. Your vote is not above or below the other. Make your vote count. You are almost run crazy from riots to demands to you. I mean, don't let other folks use your vote to run you crazy, deprive you of your wants and needs until you almost run crazy and want to break up everything. Make your vote count for you, Africa, and we are insisting or suggesting vote to send community representative to parliament. You can vote the community representative from the party that best represents your needs and wants. As a nation, Africa, we've got to change the constitution. We are talking to everybody now. You've got to change the constitution. No longer appoint party lists to parliament. And all public officials must be elected by the communities. Africa, a tragic reminder. It's like a ghost coming back on the nation, reliving the nation. Huh? Remember June 16, 1976? The day black students in Azania, all elementary, secondary, and high school students in Soweto Township, revolted, Africa, against the apartheid regime, imposing the Afrikaans language as the only official teaching language for the black children. The language of the oppressor, of Africa. The children stood up and said, no. How do we learn Afrikaans cut out from English? How do we speak with the world? Huh? In this globalization of the world, how do we communicate with the world? The children said, no, enough is enough. You've been oppressing us, you've oppressed our children, our parents, you've jailed our parents, they are still in jail. No. And they stood up, Africa. The regime shot, Africa, started with a 13-year-old Hector Peterson. It massacred the school children. I remember the police were walking like cowboys. Have you seen the cowboys walking and the guns drawn up? And any child that moves, they shot him. I remember. And watch it. And we would be walking there, and then the next thing is, boom! And that instigated the mass armed insurrection in Africa until we got the black first vote in 1994. Now, you tell me, 21 years after the black vote, the children of the 1976 revolters, our kids, and liberator, the children of the liberators of the country. These are the progeny and the ultimate fruit of wars of resistance against white settler colonialism. I mean, you hinted that from the 1st March 1510, when the Portuguese landed in Africa and invaded the Cape Coast, and they were defeated by the Khoi Khoi, ran out of town, retreated, ran out of town. Now, 1648, it so happens that the Highland Dutch ship broke at the Cape Coast, at Table Bay. And these guys went back to Harlem and came back 1652. I mean, Jan van Riebeek was one of the folks that were in that ship that broke up. And he came back 1652, Africa. That was the beginning of our problems. But let me rephrase that. That was the beginning, that was the escalation of the wars of resistance and invasion of the of Azania. So, Africa, we did it. We liberated ourselves. But how could it be that 21 years after the black vote, the children of the 1976 revolt today are the new poor majority and are revolting against the black government, demanding fees must fall. I mean, fees must fall. No fee increase to the current high university fees. And the children, look, the basic demand was that, look, we've suffered enough. We've been paying, struggling, and whatnot. We are willing to pay. But don't put another 10.5% on the increase. No, don't put. And now remember, the governing party, 21 years, they were talking about free education as, you know, part of the principles. But you know what the deal is, my Africa? They talk two sides of their mouth. Say one thing, do another, the opposite. So you ask yourself, my Africa, how this black government, our government, black government, majority government, failed to see that the children were suffering hardship, exclusion, and discrimination perpetrated by the high fees. And you go and say, okay, we can consider we can compromise on the fee increase, you know, 6%. That's what the minister, ladies and gentlemen, the minister of education. So this government is not proactive. They are reactive, Africa. I call them the rear view mirror government, because they always reverse to do stop gap of the crisis, one crisis after another. My Africa, where are you? Because you got the vote. That's your country. That's your money. You are responsible. Stop crying. Stop crying, my Africa. Stop crying. I mean, you look at the issue of drugs. Let's look at the issues that happened. The parents in El Dorado could not take it. They had to write a letter to the president to say, look, drugs, our children are becoming victims of drugs. And drugs are proliferating in Africa. They're a number one problem, major problem in the country. And it took about 6 months. Now, every time there's a problem, should the community write a letter to the president and say, you got the vote. You have the power. Why do you keep on voting systems that were imposed on you? Because this proportional electoral system was designed to split us, was designed to split the African majority. Because other folks never vote for black people. They would rather take a chunk from us. They never vote for us. But they are a racialist group. And in terms of the residences, they vote as a group. The divide is still there. Black folks, sort of. I'm so happy that no. I got the black vote now. to the students, police, to the soldiers, everybody, teachers, everybody. Stop making yourself as students, whereas this, from Africa first, go back to the communities. That's where revolts. That's where the revolt is. No, the communities. Communities. Let the vote be and hold that vote and hold the people accountable. Send them to Parliament. Not from the Parliament. No. It's finished. It's finished. These guys have been sitting in Parliament. Of course, struggle. We paid back. Enough is enough. Now you are the committee. So there was so community representative stood up for the Americana. No, that community could do the companies to allow. We complain about people. We are having speaking. And that's exactly what happened to me. Refusing to take the workers as it's overseas. Money, tax, and at the same time, not be anything for cocaine. There was no cocaine. There was no cocaine. They told me go back. Now you take 50% Let's go and demand the rights. You are getting a stipend. You own the millionaires, but you're getting a stipend, and that stipend is not used. The very black government here was monopolized. They had their own paradigms. Tribal communities were suffering. They could pay wage. They couldn't. Every time they have to make a meeting or make a speech, they have asked the administrator to give a budget for money. And the money would be, you know, give three budgets. And before you know about it, boom. Yes, the money will come. Of course, it is their money. But they had to, we said, no, make your trust. Make your trust control money. That's it. So we cracked this one. South African air is none. There was none busy. They couldn't account for it. And we committee, parliament representative, Nkandla would not have happened. But it's a great effort that we can manage ourselves. It goes back to we are no reason thinking inferior, permanent state of exception to be the condition that we are. It's confusing, Africa. And we've had corruptions in the business. Some of the provinces like Limpopo went bankrupt. How could it be that we could impose hardship on children and talk about free education? Africa, the critique is you need health from communities, control that, but control it with a representative in parliament. Get your stake. They have their stake, the politicians from Africa. They've got their stakes in the mines. They've got, some of them have 30 flats, and then they buy Buffalo, 18 million rands, you know. The money's there. But they are eating it, and they come back and say, look, there's inequality in the country. Inequality. Huh? The white monopoly, the whites are still in control of the country's economy, own and control the country's economy. This is one of the cabinet ministers say, and the COSATU, the most, let's say, I mean, premier union, complaining that the governing party did not clearly state the policy of redistribution, radical transformation of the country's economy. They are failing, Africa. And you talk about jobs, Africa. Crime, murder, rape. We've had at Road Park, two gentlemen, two women, one got raped, the gentlemen were tied, thrown in the lake. They are dead now. They are dead. And what's the quality of policing? Because you don't have a local representative in Africa. So the children are calling. The children are calling for fees must fall. Fees must fall in Africa. Unbelievable. The children of the children of 1976, the revolutionaries. Now, the Minister of Education had somewhat agreed to a 6% limit increase. This is a Marxist-Leninism, Africa. They talk about national democratic revolution. But in return, they are the ones imposing exclusion, discrimination, and hardship on the poor majority students, the new majority black students. And they didn't see that these students are suffering. They are living in a cloud. These people are not living with us. I remember even him there was an allegation that they had a bag full of 500,000 rands, and it led to dismissal of one of the union leaders because he disclosed it. And it turns out that the very minister was making a joke that if they don't take, the students don't take the 6%, therefore students must fall. One of the students said, "No, Blade is making jokes, and students were sleeping in the library." Do we have students sleeping in the library? There's no residences. One of them was saying that they are concerned about parking than student residences. And he goes on, Mafrika, the very same minister, had him, saw him on a video. Those who can afford must pay university fees. They should pay. Of course, this is the big communist talking. Now, he goes on to say that Mafrika, the ruling party, even the minister, okay, government can afford free education, but this money has to come from the private sector. It says 37 billion rands in the next 3 years must come from the private sector. You fail to nationalize. You fail to nationalize the economy. Your apparatchiks, the few who are duly enriched, are billionaires. They have shares in the mining companies. How are you going to get that money out? Huh? How are you going to? So, I'm African. It is no longer talking about the party. All right? This is a national crisis. Communities must take control. And students, rise up. Because after 21 years, my friend, 21 years, the country is reported to have lost 70 billion rands on corruption. So we ask him, Africa, where were the voters? Huh? You are the new generation now. Go to communities, make sure that you put your eyes and ears on the ground. Say, nothing goes through, no dime passes through unaccounted for. And nobody comes in the community to do something when, in fact, you don't know if they got money from the state. They have to account. Open up the books. How did you get this money? How? What are you going to do? And how do you participate? That's the way you can get this done. Because why? The fee must fall. The hardship that you're suffering is the tip of the iceberg, Buffy. You cannot isolate it. You are part of the community. And we need the brains in the community, those to hold on to the vote. You are the people that has to control the vote, my friend. And only to find that, my friend, after you went to the union building, okay, the complaint is that the president did not address you. But it turns out the issue statement, on matters of serious national importance, the president addresses the nation. He has done it twice since assumption of office, the first to inform the nation of the sad passing of President Nelson Mandela. Let his soul rest in peace, Mafrika. Yes, that is his own contribution. And secondly, to release the report of Judge Ivan Fallon on the Marikana tragedy. Mafrika, you come first. All right? When they want the vote, they come and seek the vote and report to you. And Mafrika, we cannot display such inferiority complex. We cannot display such incompetence. Why? Because we are dealing with wicked forces, advanced wicked forces. They take countries from people, and they take people from people. They've taken our leaders from us, Africa. They've taken our leaders from us. Know that. And what they've done is that, like, for instance, they give them so much executive power that they begin to control him, knowing that they will control him. So if they place a call, they know that no, the executive president is going to say, oh, I want this. Oh, Nkandla, I want... No. It has to stop. The power has to go back to communities, and the students must rise up. We say that party government must fall, and the people's government must rise. Must fall, Murphy. It's a consequence of co-optive, the policy, economic policies that co-opted the our leaders. They took them away and gave them money. That's it, man. The elite, they just took them. Even Ma Afrika Winnie was complaining that our leaders are sleeping in silken sheets. Something, they gave them houses, everything. Ma Afrika, let's reverse that, because we are suffering. Now, to quote Ma Afrika Sobukwe, the founding president of the Pan-Africanist Congress, he says, as Ma Afrika, I'm repeating that, we reject economic exploitation of the many for the benefit of the poor, of the poor. Few. We accept as policy the equitable distribution of wealth, aiming to equality of income, which is the only basis in which the slogan of equal opportunities can be founded. Ma Afrika, in a statement, let me quote some of these Africanists. P.K. Lebalo, Ma Afrika, chairman of the PEC, and Esting and Dan, secretary, November 7, 1958. Quote, Ma Afrika, on the material level, we just cannot see any possibility of cooperation. To say, I mean, with the racist imperialists, to say we are prepared to accept anybody who subscribes to our program is but to state a condition that one knows cannot be fulfilled. From the past history, not only of this country, Azania, South Africa, but other countries as well, we know that a group in a privileged position never voluntarily relinquish that position. If some members of the group appear to be sympathetic to the demands of the less privileged, it is only insofar as those demands do not threaten the privileges of the favored group. If the privilege of assistance, it is for the purpose of directing and controlling the struggle of the underprivileged and making sure that it does not become theirs. And a minister see that these are the people that take over. Let open my belly. And other now, we are saying that, Ma Afrika, disclose, they are sensitive. Feed Ma Afrika 100,000 for a junior degree. The Democratic Revolution. Ma Afrika, wake up. Kids, students, do you ask such a revolution is across the there are none. And they have never been white or black. All we had are quacks. Like is extremely unfortunate in its choice of representative. What is the favor? We went to say that the imperial colonialists captured our leaders from Roman Iron. And when they must like well optimized, the most advanced state the patient of energy. These colonies and they condition them. And just so take one leader, put him at the top to the world, impose you to nationalize. International law allows you to do the crimes against humanity. We gave everything. We never consent to that. Now, in that we have racial groups voting as a group. For the white, but no, they are taking chances and they make it was expand on that in the next program, Africa. Just play Robert Paul. And what Robert Paul understand that was the most important thing. I mean, as early as July 1890, he became Prime Minister of the Cape Colony. And he got the support by selling shares in one of his companies, the British South Africa Company. His goal, and aim, the creation of the South African Federation under the British flag. South Africa was an incredibly important political goal for us. You can check that, students, check that in Google. And that led Mafeking to here, September 1909 at the students, after you get rid of the station and keep everything else, including BS money, gold fields, which was our brethren, the leadership, you know, let's grab shares. Because we've got gold fields, and also that we have in the of Parliament, 20 million. Which are disputed in Africa, they were under investigation. Vote ESMA Africa first. We are not against everybody. Let's all of us vote ESMA Africa, send our community representative to Parliament, check country. Don't send it. The apparent chicks are going to lead to with that. Isolate to Africa, the land out, Fasilarona, Tikoraya. Thank you, Africa. Privilege of talking to you. Thank you.